Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
For right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the FDA is set to review a plan on Pfizer booster shots. The debate over whether all Americans will need a third dose.
Plus, a highway shooting triggering a nightmare commute in the East Bay. The hunt this morning for the shooter.
And she went on a road trip with her fiance and never returned. Now the FBI has joined the search. The pleas from her family this morning.
I was distracting him from driving. I'm sorry.
Plus, work to fix San Francisco's Millennium Tower now on hold. The warning building officials allegedly ignored. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this Friday, September 17th. I'm Ann Makovic.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Good morning to you and happy Friday. Let's get a first check on weather with meteorologist Mary Lee. And there's a chance of rain.
There is this weekend. Yeah, a little bit for us. And depending on where you are, you have that better chance of seeing some wet weather for our weekend. We've been talking about it all week long. Now for today, we're looking at nice conditions. So a great way to end our work week. Temperatures a little bit below average for this time of year. Looking at 80 in San Jose, 83 in Concord, 72 for the Napa Valley. Around the Bay, mid to upper 60s to about 70 in the mid to upper 70s for the peninsula and low 60s for the coast. There we go with that storm system that could bring a few showers as we head through late Saturday into Sunday. We're going to time it out for you, taking you hour by hour in the locations that have a better chance of seeing some wet weather coming up. Let's check in with Ann for a look at traffic this morning.
All right, we are getting reports of a 3-car crash in Fremont right now, southbound on Highway 880 near Thornton Avenue. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic slow through that crash area. At the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, traffic is light. The metering lights are off. A 7-minute drive from the Maze into San Francisco, smooth sailing. And a quick check on the San Mateo Bridge. Traffic is light right now. It'll take you about 12 minutes to drive from Highway 880 into Hayward and Foster City. And going live right now to the Diridon Station in San Jose, where tomorrow the VTA light rail system will resume full operation. The Green Line is the last segment to be brought back into service. The entire system, of course, shut down for almost 4 months after that deadly mass shooting at the rail yard in May. Fares are going to be free through the end of the month.
In just 30 minutes, the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Board will begin a meeting to make a decision on whether to recommend a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for people 16 and older.
And this comes as the booster debate continues. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews live in Lafayette this morning. Morning, Justin.
Yeah, good morning. This has gotten a lot of people confused whether to take the booster shot or not, and possibly even when. Some are hoping today, after today's meeting, everything is sorted out. But researchers in Israel reported Wednesday that a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine can prevent both infections and severe illnesses in adults older than 60. However, several independent scientists say that the data so far only suggest that older adults will need boosters and possibly not even them. They say the study does not show a need for widespread use. Federal health officials here in the U.S., including Dr. Anthony Fauci, have plans to distribute booster shots by pointing to evidence from that study that suggests that immunity from the vaccine wanes over time. Dr. Monica Gandhi at UCSF says the messaging has muddied the waters.
I think the messaging from the White House has sort of to terrify the vaccinated and make the unvaccinated think that the vaccines don't work.
So the confusion could get some clarity after that meeting that takes place, like you said, in about 30 minutes. Several Bay Area hospitals say they plan on rolling out this third dose sometime next week. We're live in Contra Costa County this morning. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Well, this morning, Contra Costa County could become the first in the Bay Area to recommend school districts require eligible students to get fully vaccinated. According to the Mercury News, the county's health officer said he plans to make the recommendation today. Now, earlier this week, Contra Costa also became the first county in the Bay Area to issue a health order requiring people to prove they are fully vaccinated before going into restaurants, bars, and gyms. That order takes effect September 22nd.
Meantime, new data showing that pandemic-related food insecurity is persisting despite the Bay Area's continuing recovery from COVID-19. A survey from the San Francisco Marin Food Bank revealed that 81% of the 7,000 respondents have yet to recover from COVID's economic impact. 61% of respondents said a household member lost their job or is earning less money, while close to 50% say they did not receive food from a pantry before COVID-19.
This morning, the hunt is on for the driver who opened fire on a busy East Bay freeway during the height of rush hour traffic. That shooting happened yesterday afternoon around 3:30 near the Caldecott Tunnel, running through the Berkeley Hills between Oakland and Orinda. The CHP says it all started with a BMW and an Infiniti racing across the Bay Bridge, and someone in the BMW shot into the Infiniti. No one was injured, but that whole thing forced the CHP to close the right bore of the tunnel for almost 3 hours. Traffic was backed up for miles.
I saw just the ambulance go by and, like, you know, several CHP. I don't know what happened. It's like, it's just crazy.
CHP officials tell us an investigation is ongoing and they hope to release more information later today.
5 minutes after 5 o'clock and developing this morning, the search for 22-year-old Gabby Petito is heating up. That comes after she was reported missing by her family late last week, and police say her fiance is not speaking with them.
Me and Brian just got up and got ready.
Gabby Petito was documenting her cross-country road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundry. But 3 weeks ago, she went silent. Now Laundry is refusing to speak with police. Petito's parents say they believe Laundry and his parents know something about their daughter's whereabouts, and they are begging for answers.
This girl right here, this is what matters. That is it. Anything else, it comes second to this.
The FBI has now joined the search. Petito is believed to have last been seen in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. Police say Laundry is a person of interest in her disappearance. And in yet another twist, investigators say they are not ruling out a connection between Petito's disappearance and the murder of a couple found dead at a Utah campsite last month.